بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. Continuing with this kitab, the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the beautiful names, attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wasi', Al-Wasi'u. We call out to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Wasi'u, with the Sin and Ayn. Al-Wasi'u, the all-encompassing. Al-Wasi'a, to encompass, to surround something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all aspects, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses everything, whether in knowledge, in qudrat, in power, in being informed. Thereafter, Hazrat explains. Al-Wasi'u is that independent being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is As-Samad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely independent. And the makhluq is dependent upon Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. To the extent, our beloved Honorable Shaykh Hazrat Mu'ana Abdul Hamid Sahib, and Barakatuh, explains also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely independent. And the makhluq is completely dependent on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, every single thing. And Allah ta'ala wanted us to remember this. Allah ta'ala wanted us to remember that you are completely dependent upon me. Hazrat says, one is you get a professional beggar. Professional beggar, so he has his bowl, or he has his cup, some container. So that cup, that container, whatever it may be, that's his job. Every day he wakes up in the morning, he comes to work, that's his job that. So he's got his shelf at home, he's got his bowl there, he keeps it over there. So he takes that every morning, takes it with him, comes to the street corner, and he begs there. So he's a professional beggar, that's his job. So end of the day he goes back home, and he put it back onto the shelf, spend his night, the next day again. And if you don't see him with that bowl, then you say, what happened today? Instead of begging today, doesn't have his bowl in his hand, or his cup, or his container, whatever it may be. So today he's not begging. What do you say? Today he's not, today he's shopping. Today he's not begging. Today he went to the bank to do the deposit. But today he's not begging. So subhanAllah says, he's a professional beggar, but you don't see him with a bowl, you say today he's not begging. He said, we are not professional beggars, we are registered beggars. We are registered and you can't deregister. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul faqara ilallah. Allah says, oh people, not only Muslims, oh people, oh mankind, antumul faqara, all of you all, sab ke sab, Uru say sab ke sab, all of you all in totality are completely beggars to Allah. Ilal faqara ya faqir. Allah al-Ghani wa antum al-Fuqara. Allah says, Allah is Ghani, independent. All treasures belong to Him, and you all are Fuqara. Not that now the boss is saying that you're working for me. Allah is saying, you are Faqir. Compared to me, you have nothing. So to remind us that you're not like that beggar, where today is off duty. That now he put his bowl on the shelf, and now he's going to the bank, or he's going shopping. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wanted you to know that 24/7 you are a beggar. I attach your begging bowl to your body. Attach your begging bowl to your body, your two palms. When you make dua, we raise our hands, we've got a bowl in our hand. But Allah ta'ala wanted to show you that you 24/7 you have your bowl attached to you. There's no way out whatsoever. You are a registered beggar every single moment. The wrong thing is that you are controlling, or you are handling, or you are the boss. You are a beggar still, no matter what it may be. You are a beggar in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely independent, and you are dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why Allah ta'ala attached our begging bowls to our bodies, so that any time you want anything, just lift your hands. Just lift your hands. You don't have to go back home now, look for your bowl. Now it's time to make dua, I forgot to carry my bowl, so I can't make dua. Allah says, no, your bowl is with you. And I've given you that bowl. One is now, that person found the bowl. Whether he's going to get full or not, he doesn't know. Here Allah Ta'ala gave it to you. Why? Because I want to fill it up for you every time. Raise your hands. That's all you got to do. Raise your hands. And once you raised it, I already said, you are faqir, you've got nothing. And if you want anything, I told you, you are fuqara ilallah. You are completely in need of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So you don't have anything. And whatever you have by you, this word we use, milkiyat. Milkiyat, ownership. Ownership, we use this term also, landlord. The lord of the land is Allah. You're not the lord of the land. It is the land manager only, just managing that land for now, the property. Land belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the extent, subhanAllah, ulama say this word also, this title, landlord or ownership, that title also is borrowed to you by Allah. Understand, by? This ownership, I own this, that I own also, Allah Ta'ala let you use that term, you own it. Just to make your life a bit comfortable. In reality, nothing belongs to you. This is given to you for a short span of time, for the duration of time that you are alive, that too if it's with you till your mort, but that also, that doesn't really belong to you, it belongs to those that are coming after you. What is yours, what you've eaten, what you've won, what you spend in the path of Allah, that's banked already. So what you have right now doesn't belong to you, by tomorrow morning already they'll be looking for the will. They leave a will behind. So the reality is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely independent and we are dependent upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's why as the Kimsap and Hazrat says also, this begging bowl Allah has given us our two hands, don't abuse it any time and strike anybody with it. We're a faqir. Imagine a poor man hitting a poor man, and the worst, most despicable person in the eyes of Allah, they say, is a poor person who has pride. Poor man who has pride, he must act like he's rich. But he don't have it. So leave now that having the wealth, Allah says you are poor anyway. Even you have all the wealth of the world, you are still poor, how dare you have pride? Only the one that is ghani, that doesn't need anything of this, that's completely independent, he has a right to be proud. Because I don't need these things. These things are for you. That is why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that pride is my covering. Pride is my covering. Anybody dares to challenge me in regards to pride, which is my covering, so to say, then I will fling him in the fire of Jahannam. Pride belongs to me. Allah has a right to be proud also. He is a creator. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely independent, whose generosity has encompassed His needy servants. Allah ta'ala's generosity has encompassed. Allah is al-wasi'u. Encompasses everything. So Allah ta'ala's generosity has encompassed His needy servants. His needy servants. Not just His servants. These are servants and they're needy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single moment of their lives. And whose sustenance has encompassed His entire creation. All this that we find has no value to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. With our ibadat also. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. The malaika even had ishkal and objection. Ya Allah, you're creating Adam alayhi salam and his progeny. Whereas you, the malaika, Allah has plenty of malaika to make His tasbih, to worship Him, some in sajda, some in ruku, that even a handspan in the skies, Hadith Sharif says, where a farishta is not making the ibadat of Allah. Hadith Sharif says, أَتَّطِ السَّمَا, that the sky is creaking with the weight of the malaika. There's so many of them that are worshipping Allah. Allah doesn't need our ibadat. Allah doesn't need our worship. As it explains to us also, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُبُدُوا. O people, أُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. أُعْبُدُوا from ibadat, worship. So show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your servitude. أُعْبُدُوا. Now look at Quran, how deep it is. Allah didn't just say that worship, make ibadat. Allah says, عُبُدُوا worship. Question will come, why should I? Why should I worship? Man thinks now, I don't need to worship anyone, I have everything. So Allah ta'ala gives proof, evidence, and dalil, why you should. عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Because it's a Rabb that owns you. Not just worship, but worship Rabb, the one that owns you, the one that is feeding you, the one that is sustaining you, the one who upon whom you are dependent. So, اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala enumerates thereafter. The one that made the skies for you a covering, the one that made the earth for you a carpet to walk upon, the one that made the different parts of the land where you cultivate, and the way you can store water, where you can build different parts of the earth. Some are soft, some are hard, some you can cultivate, some you can't. Some you can store water, some you can't store water. Allah says, I'm your Rabb, all this I made for you, end of the day, to please me, to make me happy. Also, one point comes to mind when you're reading our salah, you say, read a salah of concentration and devotion, khushu and khudu. This also shouldn't become such overwhelming in our salah that do I have concentration? Sometimes we are concentrating so much on our concentration, you forget who you're doing it for. Sometimes if you really analyze sometimes, when we have this, I've got to read a salah of concentration, and then it seems that I'm concentrating for myself only. That do I have concentration? And then we forget about even Allah is in front of me right now. I'm trying to keep so much of concentration of my mind that I forget really now who I'm doing this for, then it becomes I'm doing it for myself really. That I'm trying to be good in my own namaz. I'm trying to be good for my Allah. That's why after salah also, has become customary, we say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, just say it. And it rings the bell in the head, Sunnat. Why are you making istighfar? Ya Allah, I couldn't read this namaz properly. Ya Allah, are you happy with this namaz? Ya Allah, I tried to make you happy. Just to keep that thought in mind also. Ya Allah, this ruku, Ya Allah, please become happy with this ruku. And as we say to Allah, Ya Allah, may jahil hu. Ya Allah, may jahil hu. Ya Allah, may jahil. I'm a complete ignorant jahil. Ya Allah, you teach me namaz. Ya Allah, give me tamam al-udu, wa tamam al-salah, wa tamam al-ridwanik, wa tamam al-maghfiratik. Ya Allah, give me perfect and complete salah, wuzu, maghfirat. Complete, Ya Allah, you teach me. I don't know how to do it. Now what happens sometimes, we become so conscious of our concentration in salah, I feel I got it now. When Masihullah Khan Sahib will say, Rahmatullah alayh, if for that day you felt that your salah was good, then he says actually your salah was bad, you failed. You failed. He says, if once you feel my salah was good, then you will not progress. You must always feel like, how can it be good enough for you? Never good enough for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's why we make istighfar, Ya Allah. You cover it up and you accept it. It's never that we can say our salah was perfect or correct. Only Allah can make it like that. And Allah will give us full reward for it. So to keep our maqsad in focus, the salah is for Allah. So when I make istighfar also, istighfar upon, Ya Allah, the salah wasn't up to date. I couldn't. Although in my mind, I had concentration, I got it. But then to that was from who? وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. As Hazrat says, Allah allowed your mind to concentrate. He allowed it to happen. Not that your mind, alhamdulillah, you got it. Calculated. I got my, what they say, ducks in a row. But mustn't be Qiyamah's day, we got a ducks for that namaz also. Zero scores. Then for the first wicket out, Allah protect. So, it's all the fazal of Allah. All the grace and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala sustains and encompasses the entire creation. His mercy and bounties are unfolded. Nothing can render Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helpless. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ مُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Allah says, you cannot escape Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You can't make Allah Ta'ala helpless, whether in the skies or the earth. Impossible. The whole dominion, kingdom, majesty belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can render Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helpless. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy encompasses everything. Upon the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is also inscribed over there, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي غَلَبَتْ سَمْ سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. That my rahmat overpowers, my rahmat and mercy overpowers my anger. That's inscribed on the arsh of Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah's rahmat, we can't even encompass it, we can't even think what is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true all-encompassing being is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from here we understand, when it comes to Allah ta'ala being all-encompassing, as it mentioned a few points. One is in generosity, Allah ta'ala is encompassing everyone. In sustenance, the entire creation, in mercy, in bounties. So all these things, Allah ta'ala in his sifat, in his attributes, encompasses the entire creation. The true all-encompassing being is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can see it, insan is limited in every single sense of the word. Everything is limited. His intelligence, his talents, even his faculties. How much can a person see at one time? There's a wall that he can't see beyond that. How much can he hear? How much can he understand? How much can he perceive? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no boundaries for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one gazes to his knowledge, Allah's knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala, one sees that there is no shore to the ocean. There is no shore to the ocean of Allah ta'ala's knowledge. In fact, the oceans would have come to an end if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's praises were penned. Even the ocean that would have to be turned into ink. That to how much you're going to write? There's no end to it. To the qudrat, the power, the jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the oceans would have come to an end if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's praises were penned. If one gazes towards Allah ta'ala's favors and bounties, they are unlimited. Every vastness and expansion, no matter how great, comes to an end. Dunya, this is how it is. It will come to an end. No matter how vast, how big, person buys a property, buys a factory, buys a farm, there's still a peg there at the end of it. Boundary ends over here. Nobody can claim everything is mine. As you say, the Lord of the land is Allah. He is still limited, no matter how big he may be in dunya to Allah, there is no limit to his dominion. So every vastness and every expansion, no matter how great, comes to an end. Only the being whose knowledge, power, favors, etc. do not come to an end is worthy of being called Al-Wasi'u. Allah is Al-Wasi'u, the one that encompasses everything. The vastness of the creation eventually has a limit. The vastness of the creation eventually has a limit. For example, the power of an angel is tremendous. One angel can do such work, which cannot be accomplished by millions of humans. However, the strength and cause of action of each angel is only confined to the sphere for which it has been designated. More than that, the malaika can't do. Whether it's the highest, Allah has given the controls of the weather, of the clouds, of the skies, limited to that. Beyond that, it can't. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, limited also. That riwayat comes from Fazail al-Amal, where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam saw one jannat. Ya Allah, such a big jannat. Ya Allah, allow me to go have a look at it. And riwayat, we have 600 wings. Open one wing, the entire east is covered. Second wing, the entire west is covered. But that powerful, those powerful wings, he flew and flew and flew in the jannat till he got tired. Ya Allah, such a big jannat. No end to it. Whose is this? This is for Siddiq Akbar. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Because of his suhbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the wealth he spent upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, this, to the fazl of Allah, that suhbat of his generosity bought him a plot like this. There is no end. Such a vast plot in akhirat. And dunya, Abu Bakr, what he left behind for the home? Allah wa Rasuluhu. I left nothing behind. The name of Allah and the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. What you give up for Allah, Allah will replace it. For the strength and cause of action of each angel is only confined to the sphere for which it has been designated. The angel of death can extract the souls of millions in a second, but cannot give life to even one child. Subhanallah. Can only give death, can't give life. Cannot give life even to one child in the womb of the mother. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam can bring wahi, a revelation, in the blink of an eye. But he cannot bring down rains, as this is not his portfolio. So even the biggest creations of Allah, we get so awed. Ya Allah, malaika, what power they have. Beyond that is still Allah. Above that is still Allah. Every فَإِنَّمَا تُوَلُّ whichever direction you turn, Allah فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ there you'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His qudrat, His power is above everything. Similarly, the forces within man are limited. The ear can hear thousands of sounds, but you cannot see a single thing. The eye, dark room, you can hear everything happening, but you can't see what's happening. The eye can view countless objects untiringly, but cannot hear a single voice. Abu Ubaidah, Mu'ammar bin Muthanna, rahmatullah alayhi, states in explanation of the word wasi' in this verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَاسِعٌ Alim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely generous, wasi'un, extremely generous, and has the full power to grant whatever He is asked. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants everything, every creature wishes for, His treasures will not decrease by even the eye of a needle. Nothing whatsoever. Actually, there's no diminishing in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is as it tells us also, Allah ta'ala gave the command, Udu'uni. That make dua to me, call out to me. And if you don't, then Allah Ta'ala says, I'll become angry with you. The way you get any human that says, if you don't ask me, I'll get very upset. Subhanallah. They say, only if you can find one friend like that. The way you go to him, I have a need. And he tells you, Jazakallah for coming. I'm so happy you came to ask. Sit down. Have tea with me also. Bring the biscuits also. I'm so happy you came to ask me. He said, before you ask, there's 100,000 already. That how much more you need? He says, Subhanallah, what a friend. Allah says that for asking me, first of all, I become happy. And whatever you want, I will give you. And above that also, I will reward you for even asking me. But because you asked me, I will reward you for that also. You say, where you get a being that is so generous like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us sufi to understand, inshallah. We'll continue next week, inshallah. Continue with our kitab. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Evil glances, love affairs, their harms and their cures. So last week we mentioned, in regards to the beauties of the world, one day they will come to an end. he will turn to dust, he will go into the qabr. Person attaches his heart, the same thing will happen to his heart also, it will be broken. Therefore, no matter how beautiful a form may come in front of you, do not even look at it, but the corner of your eye, this is خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَفَسْرِينَ سَيْهِ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ, the treachery of the eye. Allah Ta'ala has given insan such a bounty, the eye, what benefit. They can see the beauty of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, where Allah Ta'ala wants you to look at the beauty of Allah, and you get the recognition of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Treachery of the eye, Mufassirin explaining this ayat, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ, that to abuse the eye, treachery of the eye, that you're speaking to someone, whether it's a wife, whether it's a friend, you're speaking to the person, but there's a غير محرم woman, غير محرم, woman haram for you to look at. She's walking past. But you're speaking to the person, but your eye caught hold of her. Your eye caught hold of her, this is a treachery of the eye. The one you're speaking to didn't pick it up. Didn't even realize also, that instead of looking at me, you're looking at my wife. Or you're looking at my daughter. And as it says also, person abuses his eye. Sometimes sitting with the children in the car, looking at haram, waiting in the parking lot, waiting for the wife. The same little son now, who he bought so much for, but you're not looking after your eyes, looking at haram things, and you're continuing it, you're not making tawbah. Zaki himself will say, rahmatullahi alayhi, the same son who you nurtured, you brought up, took care of him, the time will come. In your life, the same son will want to take your life. He'll want to kill you. Because he didn't take care of your eyes, now you're giving taklif to his mother. She was muttaqi, muttaqiya, she had taqwa in her. You didn't look after your eye. One example Hazrat gives also, but parada and hijab, where we mention this every week, for the men to take control of their families. When it comes to the sharam and the haya, don't put them on the street, don't put them out. It's not their place. Their honor is in the house. Their honor is not how many miles and kilometers they walked and how many steps they took. Allah will count this, subhanallah. To the extent, our senior ulama and even the apas will say to the younger women, tired at home, looking after the children, now is holiday time. Nice? Holiday time. Right? So now is the time what women are saying, what they call a bonding time. Now is the time to bond. But now they say we can't have them at home. Why are we too used to me time? Right? They got me time and smile time and face time and all these times away, before only new Sunday times. Now is all this time and that time. Now the children become like a burden in the house. This is the space. This is where they're going to grow up. This is the fun days right now. So the senior apa mentioned to the young girls, all these children that are jumping here and there and playing, yes, you go to make the tarbiyat. He says, all these are your tickets to Jannat right now. Here's your ticket. She's making her Jannat. This young mother is making her Jannat right now. You're making your Jannat, can you become angry? Can you lose your mind now? Yes, the tarbiyat you're going to make. We say, don't get angry, show anger. Mustn't get to the heart and to the mind. Show anger. Don't get angry. Get angry, detrimental to the child after that. So all these things will happen. Children have to jump, they have to play. This is the time now. They don't jump and play, when they're going to do it? So nowadays we prepare now to let them jump and play and we'll pay for it. But they do it by somebody else. Whether in the school or some on the ground or somewhere. But this is their home, a place where they're comfortable with their parents, etc. But yes, now we know, to jump now and break things and hang from the curtains and to use the mattress as a trampoline, etc. They will know it's not right. That now we've got to make the tarbiyah and give them the space and the time also. And this is where the fathers have to play their part also. We understand now it's a busy time of the year to give that support. How much time we can spend with them, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala will make... Remember, we can't make tarbiyah. Murabbi haqiqi is Allah. The one that really makes tarbiyat of the children and nurtures them and ground them in deen is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based upon our behavior, the parents. How we behave, that amount Allah ta'ala will take care of the children. Same too, when it comes to the business. Business is how we behave in the business as the owner, the workers will work accordingly. So how we behave at home, Allah ta'ala will make tarbiyat also. So this is the time for them to born. So these are all the jannati tickets right now. To the extent for the young mother at home with young children, to the extent they say for her also, you know, nafil ibadat. This is her nafil ibadat. Just read your fara'is. Read your sunnats. And whatever surah you get in between the day, Quran tilawat, she has to make it a little bit. Children are sitting there, they seeing their mother reading Quran. And we know, subhanAllah, children, what sponges of minds they have. They see, and we find young children at home, when they see their mother reading tasbih, see how they read tasbih, they only make sound. But what are you reading? SubhanAllah. Doesn't know SubhanAllah, but he's reading something. He saw Nani reading, Daddy reading, saw the mother reading. Then even the young boy, mashallah, such a thing to see a two-year-old child. Now he's a young boy, but reading namaz like his mother, he got his head, holding his chest up like that. But he saw his mother reading. That was his first madrasa. He saw her reading Quran Sharif. He too was open that Quran. He got his green kitab also, to get him his own copy. He got his own musalla also. But together with that, just one point, where our Kaaba were quite particular. Now we buy the musallas, we're not saying anything wrong. We put our names on it. Put the child's name. Don't give him the sense of ownership. It's mine. Nobody can use it. No. Nothing is yours. Now you're putting names there. Everybody you're putting names, names, names. So already from young now, they're attaching their heart to these things. Anybody else takes it, they want to fight. No, it's mine. My name is on it. Bought from me. No. Don't give them this bimari illness. We knew as we grew up, everything was everybody's. Right? Whether it's his socks or your socks, you all wear this. Carry on wearing it. As long as you got socks, doesn't matter. So carry on like that. Then alhamdulillah, then when you're in the path of Allah, jamaat, easy to share, hearts are open, and that you just now holding everything close to you. So khair coming back over here now. So يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ, when it comes with the treachery of the eye. So one example Hazrat gave also, especially now in this period of time, to expose our families to these avenues. Naturally, ajib, when it comes to the masturat, when it comes to women folk, we have a responsibility. قَوَامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَىٰ. The men are guardians to the women. They are the guardians. This we are mentioning every week now. They have to guard their haya and sharam. We as men have to guard their modesty. Naturally, they will push the husband. We want to do this, we want to do that. Whether social media, whether it's at Instagram, whether it's at Facebook, whether it's some family, whoever it may be, is going to be there, is a natural. They are emotional beings, they feel it, they want to do it. Allah says, you are the guardian. You are going to take guard. What muhabbat, or piyar, but firmness also has to be there. Is haram, is haram. As we said too, every time the men say, but I gave in thinking she will be happy. But then too, unhappy. Because you gave in to the haram thing, to the wrong thing. How is a haram thing or a wrong heaven, you're going to bring happiness? You bring more depression. Yes, Allah Ta'ala's system, what is now permissible, what we should be doing is difficult, but the results are sweet. There's muhabbat at the end of the day. Here we find we're doing all of this. We're doing it, and the husbands, sometimes they can't say it. Alright, I wanted to go, I took you all. If only you do the maths and you see how much I spent, you should be now kissing my feet. You're not rubbing my feet. But I'm still making khidmat of the wife. We can't say it. Husband can't say it. But he's doing it. But the end result is still now backfiring. Because you're not doing the right things. You are the qawwamun. We are the guardians. We're going to take care of the taqwa first. The sharam and haya, modesty first. And we see in dunya how it is. When it comes to Allah Ta'ala, how He made the masturat and the females of the ummah, you open one door to the masturat with due respect to them, there's no limit thereafter. Once you open that avenue, there's no limit. Then every time you go put the brakes. Illa mashallah, you might find a woman and she say, Alhamdulillah, I don't need any more jewelry, jazakallah khair. I don't need any more abaya, subhanallah. I got my jannat made already. I don't need any more shoes. Illa mashallah, you might find like that. You might find like that. Whatever avenue it may be, you open it, and now there's no limit. They'll carry on pushing and pushing and pushing. And yes, sometimes they justify it. I'm doing this because also he got his hobbies. He has his hobbies also. I buy now maybe 3-4 cloaks that equal to his one now, one toy he's buying. One, I'm just saying toy now, big man's toys. That's some hobby he has now. So this one thing, so she'll justify it. Then the mother is sitting quiet now, she's right. I didn't know she knew about it. Right. She gets all SMSs coming where you're spending your money, you don't even know about it. So the thing is now we've got to be careful also, how we're spending our time, spending our wealth. But once we open an avenue, whether it's food also, jaiz, halal, but you can see there's no limit now. There's no cut-off line. When he comes to bring something new, then we say, we're just happy with the basics, alhamdulillah. We don't need anything new now. So whether it's food, whether it's baking, whether it's dressing, whether it's clothing, children's clothing now, right, the child just needs pyjama also. To buy one pair of pyjama, we know how many shops online we'll visit to get finally the one that we like. So much of an effort now just to get that one thing. So there's no limit thereafter. So once you open any door in dunya to the masturat, Allah says, you are the guardians, be careful. Don't open all, and what you're feeling as a husband, it'll make her happy, it'll make them happy. End of the day, who's sitting in the masjid making dua and crying? The husband. Say, Ya Allah, I don't know what's happening. He's unhappy. Because there's no limit, there's no cut-off point right now. That's why I say, no woman wants to downgrade. And we just the same also. It's only about what's next, is upgrade. Let's get it better. Thinking now we're going to have a better life, and we're going to get more happy. But we find nobody's getting more happier. It's not happening right now. And as much as we're trying to secure that happiness, it's just not happening. So we got to do the right thing. One, this example Hazrat illustrates. He says, a young couple, they got married. The young girl came, mashallah, taqwa, iman, hijab, parda, everything. So this young boy, young man, he had a farm, got married, brought him to the farm, and they were living happily within the confines of Sharia. She came from a deendar background, taqwa, piety, talim in the home, etc. Then she fell pregnant. Baby came, husband says, now baby came, kharcha will increase, and now the expenditure will increase, so you'll have to come help me a little bit on the farm. She says, but it's not my place to be. You've got workers there also. She said, no, you can come. You can come, keep your parda on, just come for some part of the day. So now she gave it. So she went reluctantly. So this was after the first baby was born. After the first baby was born, that time she wasn't working. When the second baby came, then she went to work with the husband. Then when she fell pregnant for the third time, husband says, see now, you're coming, I need you a full day. I need you the full day, but your parda now is not going to work out. Now we've got two babies, third one is coming, so you'll have to take it out, you'll have to help me now. So she gave in, removed the parda. Then she brought up the boys, they all became of age, but it burned the heart. It burnt her heart that what I came with, what values Allah Ta'ala had given me in my father's home, this man destroyed it. He didn't take care of it. So she wanted to show him, I was obedient to you, it wasn't the right thing, but I did it. So let me illustrate to you. She didn't tell him. She set it up. She called her husband when he came from work one evening. She said, come in the room, I'll show you something. Three sons are sitting in the lounge, dining room, whatever it may be. So she said, lock the door. And let's just play it. Just play it that we're having a fight. And like you are hitting me and abusing me, beating me up. And also I'll shout or scream also. And what do you see? A reaction. And they started. Argument started fighting, then things started banging everywhere. So the eldest son, who was born at the time where the mother was in taqwa, so he came and he knocked the door. He said, Ma, what's happening? Why are you all fighting? Ma, don't say anything. Keep quiet. Make sabr. Don't make him upset. Allah will reward you. Alright, please, don't tell him anything. Just sit quietly. Make this be. Adopt taqwa. He's advising his mother behind the door. But he continued. The second son came, who during that time she was working in the fields with her husband. So he told his mother from there behind her, he says, Ma, if he picks up his hand on you, don't waste time. Don't allow him to even put a finger on you. If he comes out, I will take care of it. Then third son came, who now at that time she gave birth when she wasn't in Parada at all. He came and he said, and the words he used against his father, you and the vulgar language, you open this door and I'll kill you. You see what I'll do to you. Dare you touch my mother. And he told him terrible things. Mother opened the door. He got a shock. Everything's okay. Come inside, sit down. Told husband, you saw the effect. When I had my parada on, see the effect, the tarbiyat of the first child. See what he came out with. What he told me, Ma, make sabr, Allah will reward you. Don't tell father anything. See the second son, I left the home, but I still have parda on. He still has some good words to say a little bit. Look at the last son. He wanted to kill you. This was the, what do you say? You won't say barakat, evil effect of what you did. that now you take your life. You took your parada out of the house, you saw the effect of it. Just on that only, you didn't take care of what Allah Ta'ala had given me, the sharam, haya, and modesty. See the effect in the children. Leave the children now, the same dadima, nanima is taking their grandchildren to these avenues. What's going to happen to the generation now? Not even the mother, the granny is taking them. Now there's no control. Granny is taking them. What respect they're going to have left now for their own wives? When they get married now, the young boys, what they got for their wives anymore? She just one tool in the house. Just throw her around, bash her around. No respect, because I was introduced to these avenues by the woman in my family. And who let it happen? The husband. He can't take the pressure of saying no. He can't take the pressure of saying no. And then the woman will push also, that you're too heavy, or you're being too strict. There's no too strict, and there's no being too heavy in Sharia. It's a clear line. This is right, this is wrong. Implementation, yes. You don't be harsh, you don't be vulgar. There's no muhabbat and piyar, there's crying behind it, and there's dua behind it. And Hazrat teaches us also, when you implement something in the house, you know, start something, you know, make a mashwara, you know, put something out there, slowly, slowly with mashwara, we put things right. When you're sitting for the mashwara also, read 7 times. Read 7 times. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Ya Allah, guide us to the right path. Husband, read, wife, read, let's make mashwara. This way is not right, this is the right way. We agree upon this, we agree. Let's try it. So we are the guardians of the home. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. This season has come. We mustn't get lost also. Right, it might seem fun now. We're doing all these things, but we know. We know Ramadan. We know Christmas. People say, Marana, we make it in Christmas, it pulls us the whole year. It was a bumper month. It was a bumper, we made it. When it comes to Ramadan also, a good Ramadan, it'll pull me the whole month. Now you spoil this month over here, and do all the things that we didn't do the whole year, what the effect will be? The whole year now. A whole year ahead got spoiled. This is 1 month's point. What I didn't do the whole year now happened now in December. Took them way and way, and exposed them to such things right now that they weren't supposed to. I let down my God as a guardian, so I failed. I failed my family. It wasn't success. I failed my family. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Then Hazrat says, they let your sight retire when you see something haram. I have compiled a couplet in this regard. We mentioned last week, Jab aa gaye wo samne, na bina ban gaye. Jab hat gaye wo samne se, bina ban gaye. When she came in front of me, that haram woman, ghair mahram woman came, I became blind. Now the woman take offense, what's wrong? You don't look at me. But you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to be here in the first place. I became blind by closing my eyelids. And when she moved out, I regained my sight. Will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful of all those who show mercy, not love his servant who uses his trust correctly? His eyes are a trust. Wouldn't Allah love you? But I'll use, ya Allah, the trust that you gave me, I use it correctly. We know how we feel cheated when somebody abuses the trust that we have given them. How dare you? I give you the parcel. How could you just use it like that? I will ask a person 100 times, how could you? How did it happen? I can't understand it. How could you just lose it? How could you just spend it like that? You knew, I kept it by you. It's mind-boggling. Allah says, mind-boggling. I gave you this amanat. How can you abuse it? Just look at something haram. Doesn't make sense. He looks only where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased, and he doesn't look in places that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's sacrificing his desires merely to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's grieving his heart for Allah's sake. He's grieving his heart for Allah's sake. That's how we're telling Ummat right now, by delete that Instagram. Delete it, the grief will come on the heart. What I must do then? And then the boys ask, what I must do? The ladies ask, okay, we delete it now. What must do? We get bored now. Sit. Husband don't talk. He comes in the house. He's not saying anything also. Make time together. Speak. Right? We don't say retaliate him the whole night. Read some kitab. Discuss some things. And Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah says, have some hobbies, some permissible hobbies. To the extent we send out that post also. Hazrat Thanvi says, when your mind is wandering and you're bored now, he says, even if buying and selling thrills you, do some buying and selling also. Permissible pastime. Permissible pastime. Get involved in something like that. Now we have, whether it's archery, whether it's guns, whether it's this, whether it's that, permissible things, get their family involved in it. We have young children, come down to the children's level. They like to be some games, right before, we know in our young days. The best game children used to like is what they call it, bull. Play bull, isn't it? You go on your fours, let them jump on you and play. No more is, Now you put it on the phone now. No more. Reality. That time you say, what, blind man's bluff or something like that. Play with the children. Put the lights off. Tell them blindfold you. Play with them. See how, subhanAllah, brothers, you try half an hour, they get tired. And they go and sleep away. Okay, so tired is looking for you. This sort of chasing game now, you don't find people playing chasing game anymore also now. Right? Before was what's robbers and what? Guns and robbers, something like that. That's a nice game. Nobody's a robber or a thief. But they attempt to play these games, chasing game and all this. Now no more now. No more activities anymore. It's still over there. All we want to do is just take the gadget away. And you see how the legs are moving then. They can't sit still. Just take it away. And as you take it, you'll see the legs, how they throw a tantrum. Start running, playing now. So much energy you want. And play with them a little bit. I promise you, my dear brothers, as young or old we may be, even you do a little chasing game in the house of the children. Let them chase you kitchen, bathroom, here, and they see how that young child will get tired. Before was pillow fight also. Now the wife said, don't throw the pillows around the cushions. Buy one, some scrap pillows to play the pillow fight. Tie the children out in, now in December. Let them go and sleep away the day after. Allah Ta'ala give us. But we had all these things before. We just lost it. But all these gadgets now. The mother is busy, children are busy, so give them one gadget also. Let them get busy. And this is how the time is going. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. Udir namaz, help us. 20 azan. Shazikat. And dua, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين وناقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين وكريم رحيم الله يلا ويا جاهل ومهلا يلا يتيج سوما يلا Ya Allah, you teach us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have no knowledge of anything, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are completely empty inside, outside, oh my Allah. Teach us how to be your true slaves, oh my Allah. How to worship you, oh my Allah. How to make your ibadat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you teach us how to be ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the pain of the ummati, ya Allah. Give us rahm upon the ummat, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Oh Kareem, Rahim Allah, you teach us how to be fathers, oh my Allah. How to be sons, oh my Allah. How to be husbands, oh my Allah. How to be true ummati, how to be true slaves, O Kareem Rahimullah. You guide us every step of our life, every breath, O my Allah. Guide us, guide our wives, our children, our parents, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem Rahimullah, Ya Allah, protect the taqwa of the ummah, O my Allah, the sharam of the haya and the modesty of the ummah. Ya Kareem, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, keep us in your pleasure, O my Allah. Save us from your displeasure, O Kareem Rahimullah. Ya Allah, save us from haram avenues, venues and menus, O my Allah. Grant us plenty of halal, O my Allah. Give us happiness, she contentment in all halal things. Ya Allah, make us parishan in haram. Save us from haram. Make it difficult for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save the mujahideen. Help them in the world, O my Allah. Wherever they may be, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you send your malaika, Ya Allah, nusrat and help and assist the mujahideen wherever they
Yalla, the people of Gaza, Palestine, of Syria, O Kareem Rahim Allah, accept them, protect them. Let the spirit of jihad once again, Ya Allah, revive it in the world, O my Allah. Give us the jazbah, Ya Allah, to give our lives in your path, Ya Allah. Give our children, our families the jazbah. O my Allah, you kept us so comfortable in this world. Give us comfort and mood in the qabr and akhirat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'u al-alim wa tab' alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amen.